Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Maya with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Sunshine Coast real estate is plummeting as Victorians are swarmed to buy houses and units in Noosa. Recently, Tom Offerman, who was a real estate principal, sold a $12.5 million unit, which was the ninth out of nine properties purchased by Victorian residents. Head of research, Simon Presley, says that the Victorian economy is now a mess and will probably remain that way for a while.
The push for smart ticketing on Brisbane buses has been further delayed as Labor government's promise is not being met. Smart ticketing allows for debit and credit cards to be tapped in replacement of go-cards as a much more convenient method of payment for public transport commuters. The former state Labor government promised that this service would be up and running at the commencement of 2023, but its continuous delay has not been addressed as Transleak states the service won't be provided on council-owned buses until sometime in 2025.
In national news, a recent report finds that rental affordability in Australia has worsened on record, costing Sydney and Perth tenants more than 30% of their earned income. However, it isn't only just affecting Sydney and Perth. Melbourne local from Brighton, 63-year-old Tony Armstrong, said that I pay $950 a week in rent and I won't be able to afford to retire at this rate. In the 2025 federal election, housing, and especially in renting, will be on next year's agenda.
One of Australia's leading Aboriginal legal services, Naja, has been found to have unlawfully fired their previous CEO, Priscilla Atkins. Naja is responsible for providing legal aid to Aboriginal Australians in the Northern Territory, where this dispute arose after Atkins raised complaints against the service's chief financial officer. The federal court found the service to have unlawfully dismissed Atkins as she was entitled to raise complaints under the Fair Work Act, and Naja has since made a public apology.
In international news, a banana duct tape to a wall has sold at $9.57 million in an auction in New York, making it the most expensive banana to be sold. The banana stuck to the wall art piece was created by comedian Maruzu Catlin and was purchased by a Chinese man named Justin Sung. The banana was actually replaced as the fruit needs to be changed regularly, and the art piece will include a certificate of authenticity. The buyer plans to eat the banana as a way of honouring its place in both art history and popular culture.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a very high chance of showers throughout the day and a thunderstorm later this evening. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.